Hi guys, welcome back to Just Figuring It Out podcast. It's your host Kabuchi Nadel. Welcome back to yet another episode in the podcast. This is episode 104, the first thing you believed as a child. First things first, I hope you guys are doing good. How has your week been? I've had a lovely week. I've been out most of the time. There's an event I'm attending this particular Friday, so I've been up and down for the event. I'll talk more about it kwa February shenanigans. So usisahau ku keep tabs kwa February shenanigans to listen to how the event was, what the event was about, and of course nitarusha mapicha hapa pale kwa Instagram account. So before I get straight into today's episode, I just want to rant. Because, Spotify, what is wrong? You know, yesterday I was sharing a particular episode kwa Spotify, and I'm like, okay, they have a cool feature kama Reel na vile TikTok huwa. They have that cool feature that they've just introduced. It's so lovely, by the way. You know, when you just... when you're listening to your podcast, there's that try the new feature thingy that pops up Apple. So when you go to click it, as you scroll down, it gives you a short preview of what is in the episode. Nanika Reel, ama TikTok videos, right? That was so cool. I'm like, hey, Spotify, mafanya kazi nzuri, right? So I normally record my podcast na Spotify for podcasters, kitambo ilikuwa Anchor. So today, right now, see, I want to record. I'm recording right now. Nenda ugo, I'm like, man, see only where I normally get the tools for recording, the mic, whatever, the library and all that stuff. So, mara kwanza paka nasema, am I in the right place? I'm gonna touch your ship highly. So, I refresh the site again. Naona sioni. Kidogo naona ati from beginning of June 2024, ati the tools, editing tools and recording tools will not be available kwa Spotify for podcasters. I mean, really? What is happening at Spotify, to be honest? I mean, so wanasema vile we should... Oh my God. I'm even reading it. The war. I'm getting more sad. So details, yeah, but I. But what they're saying, we should now migrate to Riverside. I have no problem with using Riverside. There was a time back in 2022. Yeah, it was 22 or 23, beginning of the year. I wanted to migrate to doing video podcasting, and I was like, okay, did my research, Nikona, Riverside is a good one, right? And. I'm just like, when you matcha a feature you could record on Spotify for podcasters, like honestly. So I interacted with Riverside. I'm like, okay, you know, of course it takes some time to navigate and understand the site and Riverside and all that. And I'm like, then I was like, I'm not doing this to myself. So you can really do a papa Spotify for podcasters. So I mean, this is the loyalty I get, guys. Being a loyal fan. So I think I don't have an option. The earlier, the better I get used to Riverside. Just as a kutakwana feature. Anyways. Poleni. First, I'd like to thank you guys for the support and your many patia kwa from episode 101, 102, 103. The numbers are crazy. I mean, it's more than I had expected. Thank you guys for that. I'm very, very, my heart is full of joy. I'm so happy. Yeah. So in today's episode, this is a fun episode, you know. Haina maneno mingi is dumbest. Okay, I don't know why I'm having a problem pronouncing dumb, yeah. Dumbest thing you believed as a child. So I came across this was it a TikTok? No, it wasn't a TikTok. It was on Twitter. It was a meme on Twitter, a thread in Twitter. And I was like, man, nani ya kitambo. And I asked, I can't remember the particular day. Was it on Tuesday or Wednesday? Most probably Wednesday or my Tuesday. I put on a question and answer, and I asked these guys, what is the dumbest thing you believed as a child? So this response, yeah, from Instagram and some kind of data I collected from my friends. Big shout out to my friends. Haha. Yeah. So I think I'll get straight to it. Come on, you don't follow the Spaghetti It Out podcast qua Instagram. Onasa una miss out on just small fun things. Yeah. So I'll start with the first thing. The first one in Asema. I believed that white cows made white milk and brown cows made chocolate milk. Okay, fine. I kind of had this face. I remember when we were growing up, I think I was in class 2 or 3 EV. There was a time this particular brand, yeah, milk, you can call it Daima. Was it Daima? Now they just make yogurt. Kitambo walikuwa natengeneza maziwa, they like made chocolate, and the packaging iko kwa easy flavored milk, iyo Dairy Fresh, iko kwa normal packaging ya karatasi ya maziwa ya 500 ml. So they used to have chocolate milk, there's one in ilikuwa purple, I don't know purple and flavor gani. They had strawberry milk. I mean, because of the chocolate one used to slap, man. Yeah, I know nasema nakuanga lactose intolerant, I just don't take fresh milk in an irritate sana. I can't take fresh milk, but flavored and other I only take actually flavored na yogurt ata ma mursik maziwa ya maka. I don't I just not like milk, but yeah. I'm not about to embarrass myself. I was about to say something, but I'm not about to embarrass myself. The second thing is that I thought that drinking and driving meant any drink. Actually, this is not even bad. Don't drink and drive. Yeah. It wasn't specific, right? Yeah. The third one we had, when you sleep without washing your hands, well, after eating, rat will eat your hands. Oh my God. I also had the same belief, and I remember mdogo, especially times that we've eaten fish sana, because ata mi nyama si rahisi pate nimekula nyama, I'm not a fan of meat, so most of the time tungekulanga fish and we hadn't washed our hands properly, my mom angekuwa zile za usipoosha mkono mje I mean, we were so foolish, because I mean, at that time, our house was gonna like rats, you know, yeah. Lies that parents tell. I think I should do another episode of lies that parents tell, yeah. So I also had that, you know, lazima washe mkono kwanza ndio ulale kama umetaka kukula. Don't forget to follow the podcast in the podcasting platform where you get to listen to the podcast, the likes of Spotify and Apple Podcast. Don't forget to follow, rate us, like us, recommend to a family or a friend. That helps the podcast to reach out to a new audience and to be discovered by new listeners. So if you like listening to the podcast, share some love to the podcast. You can also put a face to the voice that you get to listen to in the podcast by following us at Just Figuring It Out Podcast. The link will be on the description box. Come, let's figure out life together. Another one is, a grown-up cannot lack money. You know those times where you could ask something for your parents and they're like, hatuna pesa, hatuna pesa. But they say hatuna pesa, but you guys still eat. watoto unakula vizuri, bado your house is still running as normal. I never could understand that they had no pesa at all. What do you mean hatuna pesa and you're not sleeping hungry? I used to glorify being an adult because I saw it was fun. You had the freedom, you had the money. Light ningalijua. Light ningalijua singe nini. Singe glorify. But yeah, I also had that belief. Another one, when you hug someone, you will be pregnant. Oh my God. It is a kazile lies that parents tell, you know, to keep you safe. But you know, one of these fine days we're having a conversation with my friends, and we're saying the way kuna some things that our parents used to do, and we're like, man, why would you do that? Why would you lie to me about this and that? You know, simniambie tu kweli. But then we're thinking, if we were in their position, how are you able to break it down to a kid of a certain level about a certain matter, right? I think ni gumu. Kwanza, when it comes to sexual matters, already in Africa, talking about sex and anything in regards to sexual education is such a taboo. So as I imagine that your parents are there, oh my God, I cannot even imagine having that conversation with my mom. Because one, even when we have those simple period talks with my mom, I'm just like, mom, stop asking when I get into my privacy, you know. So I'm just trying to imagine if I was a parent at that particular time and that particular generation, would I do better, or would I be the same, you know? Anyway, conversation for another day. Another belief in conjunction to that is watoto wanaletwa na ndege ama moms go and pick a child from the riverbank. I think I can translate watoto wanaletwa na ndege to the people who don't speak Swahili, to our audience who don't speak Kiswahili. My God, it sounds so wrong that kids are being brought by the plane. Yeah, good one. Again, I think this is in conjunction with sex being a taboo in Africa, so parents couldn't come clean with what really happens. Yeah, but what was squeezes then you unaweza danganya ati mtoto alikuja na ndege. I mean, mtoto mgani utamwambia hivyo? Mtoto mgani shali? I'll share my personal belief. When I was small and nilikuwa naenda ushago, even now naendanga bado ushago, there used to be my great grandmother used to have this turkey. In our local dialect tunaitanga kulukulu. I think because of the sound it makes, inakuwa na sound ya kuluk. Yeah, it's going to make you sound ya kulukulu. So I think that's why people in the community walikuwa naita kulukulu. So we used to have the turkey, and there used to be this belief that when you have bread, the turkey will chase the hell out of you, like atakukimbisha ile serious. And it's actually not a myth, it's a true story, because I can remember very well, I was young then. I had red on my friend, likimbishwa na kulukulu. I can't forget that particular day. Yeah, so that's a belief, yes. But I don't know. Is it true or is it not? But kwa nini nikimbisha? Okay, fine. Okay. I'm thinking out aloud sana.
Another thing is, in conjunction to that, ukiva ready utapigwa na radi. Oh my God, yeah. This used to be a huge thing back then, you know. And I don't know what the color red ilikuwa inafanya. Si kukimbishwa na kulukulu, si kupigwa na radi. I mean, one of these 5 days tutakuwa tunaangalia significance of colors. Yeah, I think a lot of colors have meaning. Like I know purple means royalty, white peace. That's all that I know. This is funny. Na maajabu ya kutoka kwa mlea. Ati ukikula miguu za kuku utakuwa na mbio. Oh my God, miguu za kuku. I know. I think what when I say na mguu za kuku, it's not the thighs ama ini ni ya chini. What I mean by mguu za kuku nizo claws, right? Enye kuku hutembelea. And I always find that very weird. Kuna watu hukula hizo mguu za kuku, the claws literally. I'm like, why would you eat claws ya kuku na vile kuku utembeanga nazo? Yeah, I know you've washed, you've cleaned it, but hakuna hata nyama. But it's a good source of soup, so I hear. Yeah. Another thing is, there's one who said, she used to believe that all people were born like that, like parents, teachers. They didn't think that they were ever children. Yeah. That's a good one, you know. Yeah. I think too, ni vile watoto wa generation wako na ujanja mingi sana, because I see even with my sisters, the things mi ungeniambia ningeamini. Would I? No, not my God. Yeah, better than the things ungeniambia ningeamini. But with my sisters, kuna vitu unaweza waambia and they're like, I'm not a fool. I'm not a fool. I know I'm not a fool. Yeah. Another one is, if I cut my nails at night, I'll be a thief. Najua hizi zitakuwa zinakaa bit ya watu community, and I'm not gonna say the community. But yeah, if I cut my nails at night, I'll be a thief. These are just crazy beliefs. Another one, if I sweep at night, I'll be sweeping away blessings. Oh my God. What are we? Even I tell you the things that you believe as a child. Even right now, say, believe me, I'm an adult. Again, this is a myth for a certain type of a community. I can't. There are two things I can't do in the house. Say, like I can't sweep at night, literally, because of this particular belief. On a semangati, okay, sipo sipo, you are sweeping away the blessings. Oh my God. If to do zingine, it's really so dumb, yeah. Another one that we have is girls whistling at night. Oh my God, we used to fight with my mom because of that. Kitambo, I used to love whistling, sana sana. So, as I'm washing dishes, ama nikifanya harakati zangu usiku usiku, you'll find me whistling, and my mom will say, wait. Wasichana hawawhistlingi usiku. So I'm like, what do you mean wasichana hawawhistlingi usiku? Like, what is the significance of not whistling at night? And I remember my mom used to tell me this kastoro where something will happen to your mom when you don't when you whistle at night as a girl. And now come to think of it, I think to my mom, well, alikuwa anajua huyu asikiangi man huyu asiki maneno what let me attach something that will make her to understand that. And as I was saying, what straight generation hawadanganyangi. I remember just at a see, it's not while ago, my sister, she's like 12, is it 12 or 13, around there, she's around 12 or 13. And okay, it's a lot of information, it's a lot of TMI. Akizosikia atanikatakata. Yeah, so this one time I was telling her, as a lady, you're not supposed to sleep, you know, with like boob tops and bras. And she was like,
What do you mean? Bra inajuaje ni saa ya kulala? You know, like bra mabutop inajuaje ni time ya kulala, ni usiku? You know, so as even yesterday I told my mom, so I couldn't answer her because honestly, boob top la bra, it's an item, it's a thing, it doesn't have life. So how do you explain that, guys? By the way, I can throw that question to you guys. How do you explain that? And I just told her, mimi nilipata watu wakifanya hivyo, you know, so you're just continuing with what you found there. So again, if you've listened to this episode and you didn't get a chance to share what is the dumbest thing you believed as a child, you can still share. Unajua, usisikie vibaya. Don't be left out on this hot form, okay? So you can still share. There's always a voice note up kwenye description box where you can share the dumbest thing you believed as a child, you know? And there's also the feature, the question and answer feature kwa Spotify. I'll put that up. What is the dumbest thing you believed as a child? And you can always feel free to interact with the podcast and just share your comments and your beliefs. Apo kwa voice note ama pale kwenye description box kwenye Q&A. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. See you next time.